Governor Walker announced his support this morning for a financing plan that would bring a new multi-purpose arena to Milwaukee. It would serve as a new home for the Milwaukee Bucks, among other things. Walker's proposing what's been known as a jock tax on athletes to cover about $220 million in financing. He called it a Bucks pay their own way plan. It'll be in his budget proposal next week. Not everyone is on board with the idea so far. Joining us now to break down that proposal is Don Walker. He's a reporter of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and he's been following this ongoing saga. Don, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So this idea, a jock tax to cover $220 million for the new Bucks arena, multi-purpose arena, what is that? How would it work?
Well, it's relatively simple. Like anyone who lives outside this state and then comes here to work in some fashion, they pay income taxes, and that's no different for a visiting NBA professional athlete as well as the Milwaukee Bucks players themselves. So they've been paying income taxes for a number of years, obviously. The idea that the governor is having is we know how much money that is generated right now. It's approximately $6.2 million a year. What the governor is proposing is because the NBA in recent months signed incredibly lucrative television contracts with at least two partners, ESPN and TNT, the expectation is that teams will be getting millions more in dollars in revenue, and of course that will trickle down to the players. If you're going to pay the players more money, they're obviously going to be paying more in income tax. So with that in mind, a number of people work together, according to the governor, Goldman Sachs, the Bucks, the NBA, and Governor Walker's own finance people, and came up with a calculation that sort of tracked the increase in this income tax revenue over X number of years. And it's that extra revenue that the governor is proposing be captured that would be used to pay the debt service on $220 million worth of debt, or excuse me, of bonds that would be applied toward the construction of the new arena.
So the state bonds up front this $220 million. There's no new increased tax rate, no additional assessment. The idea is that the $220 million gets paid off with the hypothetical increased salaries of the NBA players.
That's correct, and anticipating perhaps a question you might have, when would this end? And that's not entirely clear. Obviously, if this goes through the legislature and is signed into law by the governor, there would be some lease terms, I presume, would be implemented in the agreement, and the Bucks would have to abide by that. I should also mention that the governor put a provision in his proposal that I think helps also protect the taxpayer, and that is this. Should the current owners of the Milwaukee Bucks sell the team, say, 10 years down the road, they would be on the hook to pay off that debt service that's left before they could sell the team to the new owner. I should say the new owner would probably have to pay that amount.
Is this something that you think will be more palatable to residents, to legislators, than a regional sales tax increase or other things that have been done in the past?
Well, I do think it is a little bit more saleable than perhaps an increase in the sales tax. So from that standpoint, yes. However, as this has sort of unfolded through the afternoon, you're beginning to get some pushback from some legislators, and recently within the hour, Americans for Prosperity, obviously a well-known conservative group that would be inclined to back Governor Walker in many initiatives, has come out against the proposal, saying the business, or I should say the government, should not be in the business of subsidizing arenas and stadiums. That is a common complaint among libertarian organizations and conservative groups, that professional sports franchises should not get any help from a government.
Right. They're saying this amounts to public financing, even if hypothetically it would be paid back.
That's correct.
The other opposition has been along the lines in Milwaukee itself of don't put public support into this. We have more pressing needs, parks, schools, playgrounds, things like that around Milwaukee. What's been the response from people who've been making those arguments so far?
Well, we haven't heard anything yet today, but I anticipate later this week. The group Common Ground is a well-known community organization in Milwaukee, and a very effective one, I might say. They have been on, on record in opposition to any form of public financing for the arena, they believe that if they are willing, they are willing to support public financing as long as tens of millions of dollars are set aside to improve recreational and school facilities in Milwaukee County. At this juncture, they have not been able to convince anyone otherwise, but I think you will start to see that kind of opposition grow in the weeks and months to come.
Now, the big question whenever there's talk of public financing of this or any other sports facility is, what's the economic payoff for the city, for the region? What's the state of the art of the argument of that when it comes to this particular project?
Well, it's funny. There are a few things that economists agree upon, and especially sports economists, but there have been plenty of studies done in the last 10 or 15 years, and they're almost all conclude the same thing, that new sports facilities, either stadiums or arenas, do not necessarily generate new economic development in a community. Having said that, arenas have a slightly better chance of creating new economic activity, if only because they get used more often than, say, a football stadium like Lambeau Field.
And what other kinds of activities are we talking about here proposed in this complex?
Well, I suspect that, and I have spoken with the Bucks owners, among other things, besides Milwaukee Bucks basketball, Marquette men's basketball, Milwaukee Admirals hockey, concerts, and so on. They have designs on a new arena in which they would be able to sort of reformat the Arena Bowl in such a way that even smaller concerts could be held, say, 3,000-4,000 people, as opposed to, say, 16,000. That, I suspect, if it's successful, would be able to produce additional revenue for the team.
Don, thanks a lot for joining us again today.
You're welcome.
That's Don Walker with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He joined us to discuss Governor Walker's proposal for funding a new arena in Milwaukee for the Milwaukee Bucks and other activities.